And welcome back to RomanianPod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 22. What is the purpose of your visit to Romania? Dana here.
Bună, I'm Mihai.
In this lesson, you'll learn some phrases used to express uncertain concepts. The conversation takes place at the border entrance.
It's between a person in charge and Andrea.
The speakers are strangers, therefore they will speak formal Romanian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Bună ziua! Bine ați venit în Țara Minunilor!
Bine v-am găsit!
Care este scopul călătoriei dumneavoastră?
Turism.
Cât veți sta?
Timp de aproape 10 zile.
Aveți vreun lucru de declarat?
Nu, domnule.
Totul este în regulă atunci, să aveți o ședere minunată.
Vă mulțumesc mult!
Listen to the conversation one more time slowly.
Bună ziua! Bine ați venit în Țara Minunilor.
Bine v-am găsit.
Care este scopul călătoriei dumneavoastră?
Turism.
Cât veți sta?
Timp de aproape 10 zile.
Aveți vreun lucru de declarat?
Nu, domnule.
Totul este în regulă atunci. Să aveți o ședere minunată.
Vă mulțumesc mult!
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Bună ziua! Bine ați venit în Țara Minunilor!
Hello! Welcome to Wonderland!
Bine v-am găsit!
Nice to be here!
Care este scopul călătoriei dumneavoastră?
What is the purpose of your trip?
Turism.
Tourism.
Cât veți sta?
How long are you going to stay?
Timp de aproape 10 zile.
For about 10 days.
Aveți vreun lucru de declarat?
Do you have anything to declare?
Nu, domnule.
No, sir.
Totul este în regulă atunci, să aveți o ședere minunată.
Everything is all right then. Have a wonderful stay.
Vă mulțumesc mult.
Thank you. Okay, we had a little fun in that conversation by setting it in Wonderland, but dealing with the authorities is an important thing to learn.
It is, especially in Romania. Although we're part of the EU, the policies and local authorities aren't quite up to EU standards yet.
Ah, that sounds bad.
It's not that bad, but you'll need lots and lots of patience.
Things are a bit slow?
Public services are only partially digitalized. Again. Public services are only partially digitalized, so there's lots of forms to fill out.
I guess filling them out wrong or missing one will just make things take longer.
Yeah, I recommend researching the forms you need before you go to any public services, just to make sure you don't miss anything.
How about health service in Romania? How's that doing?
The government doesn't see it as a priority, so a lot of good doctors go abroad.
How do the people of Romania feel about this?
The youths are frustrated and want to change things, but realize that it will take time.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Bine ați venit.
Welcome.
Bine ați venit. Bine ați venit.
Next we have...
Țară.
Land.
Țară. Țară.
Next we have...
Minune.
Wonder.
Minune. Minune.
Next we have...
Scop.
Purpose.
Scop. Scop.
Next we have...
Călătorie.
Trip.
Călătorie. Călătorie.
Next we have...
Turism.
Tourism.
Turism. Turism.
Next we have...
A sta.
To stay.
A sta. A sta.
And last.
Ședere.
Stay.
Ședere. Ședere.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is...
O ședere minunată.
Meaning a wonderful stay.
This comes from the feminine noun in singular form, ședere.
Which means stay. The word before this is the indefinite article an.
Yes. O, finally, is the feminine singular of the adjective minunat.
This means wonderful. Altogether, it means a wonderful stay.
You can use this to welcome someone who is staying at your place, and it's used especially in hotels.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Vă doresc o ședere minunată la noi în hotel.
Which means, I wish you a wonderful stay in our hotel. Okay, what's the next word?
Bine v-am găsit.
Meaning, it's nice to be here. This is a common expression.
First is bine, an adverb of modality meaning well, then the pronoun v, you, and finally the verb a găsi.
Which is to find in the simple past form for first person. The literal translation is, well, I found you, but we translate it to, it's nice to be here.
This is used by someone who has arrived at a place they intend to stay at.
It's also a polite way to greet your host.
That's right.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Bine v-am găsit. Mă bucur că am ajuns în sfârșit să vă văd.
Which means, it's nice to be here. I am glad I finally got to see you. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn some phrases used to express uncertain concepts. Let's look at how to use the word any.
We can use the indefinite pronouns vrun and vreo. Vreo can also be used as an adverb of approximation.
In this case, it would mean some. Let's continue looking at any, though.
There is a full declension table in the lesson notes for vreun, as it changes depending on number, gender, and case.
How are these pronouns actually used?
You can use them when asking for an opinion. Tu ai vreo părere despre contextul politic din România?
Do you have any opinions on the political context in Romania?
And also when asking for a specialist. E vreun doctor care să ne ajute aici?
Are there any doctors here? We can also use it for uncertain contexts. For example,
Știi vreo avocată bună în București?
Do you know any good lawyers in Bucharest? Hopefully you'll never need that one. Next, let's look at the adverb about.
This is cam. We can use it to express uncertain numerical quantities. Avem nevoie cam de 10 scaune pentru invitații noștri.
We need about 10 chairs for our guests.
We can use it to express an uncertain count. Toarnă cam o jumătate de lingură de smântână în ciorbă.
Pour about half a spoon of sour cream in the soup. We can also talk about uncertain time.
Ia o pauză cam pe la ora 5 și apoi întoarce-te la antrenament.
Take a break at about 5 o'clock and then get back to practice. Finally, let's look at 4.
This is expressed through the phrase timp de.
We use it to talk about a specific duration of time in certain circumstances. These circumstances are
Cooking instructions. Fierbe oul timp de 12 minute ca să îți iasă perfect.
Boil the egg for 12 minutes for it to be perfect.
Offering directions. Mergi timp de 30 de minute și vei găsi parcul Herăstrău.
Walk for 30 minutes and you will reach Herăstrău Park.
And finally, for information use. Trenul va staționa timp de 5 minute.
The train will stand for 5 minutes.
Here's a super easy way to learn more Romanian words.
And it only takes you seconds a day.
It's our free Word of the Day study tool.
You sign up. You get one new word every day in your email inbox.
You stay motivated because it comes every day.
And learning new words literally takes seconds. Sign up for your free lifetime account.
To get the Word of the Day right now.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
La revedere! Bună ziua! Bine ați venit în Țara Minunilor!
Bine v-am găsit!
Care este scopul călătoriei dumneavoastră?
Turism.
Cât veți sta?
Timp de aproape 10 zile.
Aveți vreun lucru de declarat?
Nu, domnule.
Totul este în regulă atunci, să aveți o ședere minunată.
Vă mulțumesc mult!